Hey everyone, I am Dawn Sebesky, the host of Operation Playground. And everything I share begins with my firm belief in helping others and my passion for working with others to turn their inner critic switch off and to help them with the difficulties that come along with being an ADHD or otherwise known as one who has ADHD. This can also help with depression and anxiety as well. You are listening to Keeping It Out Front. Don't look through your rearview mirror at things that didn't go just so. One of my favorite sayings, and so true, you want to keep looking forward to the present and future. The present and future have new adventures to put those lessons you learned from the past to use, making you a stronger person. Another good thing to do is just let it go. I'm sure you've heard that many times from many people when things go wrong. Just let it go. Let go of the bad demons from the past. Nothing you can do about them today. It's water under the bridge. Forgive. I know this is a tough one. I am still working on this one myself. If anything, try and learn something from the experience to make life easier next time. Forgiving will also put your mind at ease with less negative thoughts floating around in your brain, giving your brain room for positive ones. One step in front of the other, just like marching in a parade. Always remember, this is a big one. I remind my dad and husband of this all the time. Rome wasn't built in a day. Slow down. Take one day at a time. I say baby steps. Step one, then step two, step three, etc. Build on each step and you will see the progress as you move forward. I try my best on this one. I have to admit though, it's a struggle at times. More like every day. Think of it like taking all those pieces of furniture out of the box that you have to put together. Once it's done, you feel accomplished. Unless you do like my ADHD does for me, open the box, look at the pieces, and start putting it together until you realize, shit, you got one last piece left. Then you decide to read the directions. This is where you find out that piece should have been put in at the beginning of the project. So as a reminder, always read the directions first. You'll discover after reading the directions later, when it should have been read first, making sure you have all the parts. Do the first step, then the second, etc. I have learned this more times than I can count. It's always good to mark off each step when finished as well. I have had to take the piece apart many times. I am guilty. You think I would have learned from the first time, but no. I still do it. One of these days I'll learn that it's easier to read the directions first. Keeping your tasks all together so you don't forget anything. One thing I have learned and continue to do, when I start a project, I gather all the supplies and put them in a box or large enough tote, look the list over, checking off the items needed, again, making sure I have everything. There is nothing worse than having to get up numerous times because you forgot something again. Especially if you're like me and you're sitting on the floor and have bad knees. It's tough to get up three times or more. Trust me, been there, done that. It just wastes time and takes you twice as long to complete the project. I hope some of these tips work for you as they do for me. Until next time, hold your head high, be proud of yourself, tell the world what you accomplished, and pass on positive vibes to everyone you meet. See you next time.